All right, here we go. Mission Possible. It's your Monday motivation. Three easy steps to kick weight loss ass. All right, y'all. So one of the things that I see come up very often is people talking about scheduling your no BS time to fit your life. This is what we want you doing. A lot of you have perfectionistic thinking, and so you think like it's going to be so hard. There's so much to do. This is the thing. I need you to be aware of when you are doing that. The program is designed to fit your life. The program is not designed what we normally think about with diets, which is I'm going to start a diet and I'm going to have to change everything. And basically my life is now going to have to be put on pause. I'm not going to be able to go out to eat. I'm not going to be able to eat the same things as my family. It's going to take so much time because in the past I spent hours and hours like on my phone, trying to figure out calories, trying to do all this stuff. That's a no. Your no BS weight loss life does not take lots of time. The way that I want you to think about it is my no BS weight loss life is going to be designed by me to fit the life I want to live. So if you've got kids, then you want to be able to plan your food in a way where you get to eat with your kids. You want to plan to where you can all enjoy the same things. If you want to travel, let's say you've got a job or you got to travel and stuff, your no BS life will fit that. I travel all the time because I remember what I always tell myself is when I'm on the road, my stomach and my brain go everywhere with me. I don't have to remember to bring anything. I don't have to bring workout clothes. I don't have to bring calorie counting apps. I don't have to bring like shit. I just always need to bring my brain and my stomach with me. And as long as I'm paying attention to what my stomach's telling me and I'm letting my brain like tell me what it thinks. If I like what it thinks, I keep it. If I don't, I tell it. Hey, I get what you're saying, but this is what we're going to do. That is all I have to do, and that is all you have to do in order to lose weight. Like, that is the foundational thing. Listen to your fucking stomach. Listen to your brain. And then redirect your brain as often as you need in order to get things done. That's it. Don't let it whine. Don't let it throw a hissy fit. Don't let it say dramatic crap like, it's going to take so much time. Before you decide how much time it's going to take, set a timer. Like, here's what y'all do. It's going to take so much time to do my plan. Here's what I would love for you to do. Get your fucking phone out. Sit down to make a plan. Run a timer. Let's just exactly see how long it's taking. If it's taking more than 10 minutes a day, reach out and ask for help. Say, like, it's taking me 10 minutes a day. These are the parts where I get stuck. I notice myself not moving fast through these questions. Ask that and ask coaches. Ask that in the Facebook group. Guess what? A bajillion of us who have done this part, who have all thought it took so much time, who all ran into this wall, can tell you how we navigated it, how we thought different, what new decisions did we make, what were we overthinking, and what can we now just think casually about. We're here to help you. All right. So the first thing is you got to plan like a boss. If you're going to make this fit into your life, well, you have to be willing to plan. Most people that have an easy life are people who plan their lives. They don't just sit around and be like, oh my God, I got so much going on. And then all day long, they're just trying to juggle everything that's thrown at them. What I think about is I think about my day in this way. Like I get up in the morning and I think, all right, what do I need to get done today that is truly important? Like really important. Not what, like all the things that I'm afraid not to do. Not all the things that I've been rolling over on my to-do list for 3 weeks, acting like it's as equally as important as other things today. I'll just give y'all a tip. If you've been saying you're going to clean out some drawer for 3 weeks, and this is day 22, and you're overwhelming yourself every day thinking like, and I got that drawer to clean out. You know what you need to do is say like, that drawer ain't getting cleaned. That's a no. I'm going to just focus on things that are going to actually make a difference in my life today. I'm going to actually focus on shit that's going to make a difference in my family's life today. which means that I may have to sit with the discomfort of knowing I have a drawer overflowing with shit. But I would much rather be like, you know what? I just have decided to let the drawer overflow than to sit around and think that I should be cleaning it out and then every day not do it and then beat myself up for not cleaning out a fucking drawer. That's called wasting your life. And we all do this in the smallest of ways. So like the first thing you gotta do is you gotta make a plan like a boss. And this is what's important. You gotta have doable commitment. Doable commitment means, hey, here's shit that I feel like I will do today. It may be a little challenging, but it's not defeating. I may have to push myself a little bit through some stuff that I don't want to do, but I know that if I just show up like a grown-ass woman, I can push myself through this. But here's what's not on doable commitment lists. All the stuff that you tell yourself you should be doing, that's a no. If you are like, I should be cleaning that drawer out, why? If on day 22, no one out of your family has suffered, cut themselves, need to go to the ER over that drawer, quit telling yourself you should. Just tell yourself, I'd like to clean that drawer out. Yeah, it does bother me when I see it, but it's not important enough to get it done. So I'm just not even going to put it on the list today. Maybe another day when I've built up some momentum and got some other shit done. The other thing that doesn't go on the doable commitment list is compare shit. That means like, well, I noticed my sister's drawers are clean. And then you end up throwing the should back in. That means I should be. We don't put stuff on our doable commitment list of things that we've gone out into the world, looked at what somebody else was doing, and then tear ourselves apart thinking we should be doing that shit. That's a no. Unrealistic standards also don't go on the doable commitment list, which means I'm going to at least listen to module one of No BS today. I'm going to do a thorough 24-hour plan. I'm going to work out for an hour. I'm also going to clean the kitchen. I'm going to clean out that drawer I keep putting on the list. I'm also going to hand bake cookies for my children because a real mother would never buy the store-bought kind. And in between all of it, I'm going to sit down when the sun is perfectly shining through the window and casting a glow into the living room. I shall do yoga and meditate. Like, that is unrealistic standards. We sit around all the time and thinking, well, like, how life should look. And it's like, life's a mess most of the time for everybody. If you came to my house right now, you'd see my drawers that need to be cleaned. You would notice the cat food's all over the floor right now. But you would also notice I worked out today. Guess what? I didn't one time look at that cat food on the floor and be like, well, I should clean that up. I was like, I just got bigger things to do today. The cats will either eat it or I'll sweep it up tomorrow. So we need to make sure we don't have unrealistic standards for every day of our life. And we don't, doable commitment is not filled with things that you put on the list because you're like, well, it's not enough if I just wait for hunger. What I need to do today is not only wait for hunger, but I need to wait for some real, real hunger. Saying like, today my focus is the water. I've just noticed the last few days I've not drank enough water. I'm really going to focus on water today and nothing else when it comes to no BS. And then your brain wants to say, well, that's not enough. And so then you want to add 10 other no BS lessons, 10 other no BS things to do. It's like, think about doable commitment. It should be challenging, but not defeating. All right, so let's say you're planning your day and you're like, hey, I have 5 minutes a day, Corinne. Give me your best shot at 5 minutes. I'll tell you, this is exactly what I'd do. I'd make a 24-hour plan and I would assess. And I would get it to where it only took me 5 minutes a day. That might mean the first like couple weeks, it takes me 10 because I'm sitting there doing like, I don't know, is this good enough? I just think this is so terrible. I shouldn't be eating things like this. Maybe I should be eating salads. Maybe I shouldn't eat carbs. Like a lot of times, that's what takes so long in the 24-hour plan. It really doesn't have anything to do with the planning takes a long time. It's the debating and thinking that things you're doing are not good enough. Thinking about what you should be doing. scrolling Facebook real quick to see what everybody else is doing, that's what adds time. So I would, if I had 5 minutes a day, I would get to where I could do a 24-hour plan and I could assess in about 5 minutes a day. Now, let's say you're like, girl, I got 10 minutes a day. Give me your best shot at 10 minutes. I would be doing the 24-hour plan and assessment each day. This never goes away. I don't care how much time you have to invest in no BS. 24-hour plan and assessment is your you must pass go in order to collect your $200 in this world. So 24-hour plan and assessment, and then you watch 5 minutes of a video. That means you might just randomly go to your podcast player, find 5 minutes of a video, hit play, brush your teeth, slap on your makeup, and you're done. Let's say you have 20 minutes a day. Then you're going to do your 24-hour plan and assessment, and then you're probably going to watch a full lesson. You're going to watch one of the lessons inside of No BS, and you add a worksheet if it's a quickie lesson. Maybe you've already been through No BS. Then you just go and you look for one of the replays, and you're like, I'm going to listen to about 15 minutes of a coaching call, and I bet you I'll hear exactly what I need to hear. And that's what you do with 20 minutes a day. Now, let's say you don't have much time during the week, but you've got a whole afternoon, or you have like a half a day to yourself. Every weekend, some weekends, one weekend a month. Maybe you got 5 minutes a day during the week, and on Saturdays you got 2 hours. Here's what I would do if I had about 2 hours. I would do one of the workshops inside of No BS. I'd watch one of the full coaching calls with me. Mine usually take anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. I would think about this. How can I treat No BS better than I'm currently treating Netflix? A lot of us have a very special relationship where we spend good quality time with Netflix and Facebook, Instagram Reels, the TikTok. This is what I want you to think about. If you're doing any of that stuff, why is it more important to you than your No BS work? How are you talking about No BS that you aren't talking about Netflix? So many of us say, yeah, well, Netflix is where I relax. Okay, why not saying that about No BS? No BS is where I sit back and I relax and I just let good messages come into my head about who I can be, my potential, where I'm going, ways to think better about myself. If you think about Netflix like, it's just so easy. Why are you not thinking that about No BS? How can I make my No BS life as easy as Netflix? What can I do that makes this so appealing, like Facebook and Netflix? That's what we have to do in order to plan like a boss. Number two, tell somebody. When you are going to make time for No BS, one of the best ways to get some accountability is don't just tell yourself, tell somebody else. Reach out to your accountability partners. Declare, hey, this week, here's how much time each day I will spend with my No BS, and I'm going to let you know. I'm going to track it. I'm going to report back in. Tell, if you have one of our O3 coaches, if you're in the one-on-one coaching program, tell your No BS one-on-one coach, I've decided to go all in this month on No BS. I'm going to like send you in Slack. Here's what I learned. Here's what I learned every single time I do something. The third thing is there's no right or wrong to do any of this. This is where I watch a lot of you get hemmed up. Y'all think that there's a right and wrong way to do No BS. It's like the only way to do No BS is I have to have a 24-hour plan every day. No, you have to think about creating a 24-hour plan every day. Every day that you don't do it, the best way to do No BS is to remind yourself how helpful the plan can be. That if the plan makes you feel bad, remind yourself it's not the plan that makes me feel bad. It's all of the things I think about when I do it. And that thinking is underneath my control. The best way to do No BS is to start doing it in a way that challenges you but doesn't defeat you. to start doing it in a way where you're crafting it to fit your lifestyle, not your neighbor's lifestyle, not somebody else's lifestyle, to fit your lifestyle. So this month, don't forget as you go through the no BS, check your video replay boxes so that we can watch the goal getter gauge go up. We're going to unlock prizes. We're going to unlock all kinds of stuff. Make sure you're using hashtag get it done or hashtag repeat inside of Facebook. And make sure today that you post inside the Facebook something that you learned this week about module one in no BS. Share something that you're like, you know what? I forgot all about this. Or I heard this one thing that I didn't hear the first time. Or this is brand new to me and I love it. All right. Go get it, y'all. Mission possible.